good. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the fact that, you know, Donald Trump and who he is and what he represents, and the fact that there are people who are still willing to follow him in the face of all his shortcomings and criminal activities. And before we went to break, I was pointing out the fact that Donald Trump just pleaded the fifth after quoting where Donald Trump, going back to 2016, said anybody who pleads the fifth, only mobsters and criminals plead the fifth. Yet he's pleaded the fifth over 95 times in his life. And the last time I checked, pleading the fifth means you basically are saying, I don't want to answer any of these questions, because what it does, and you have a constitutional right to plead the fifth, is will incriminate me. People who are innocent don't plead the fifth. I mean, that's just a fact. So let's see if we can have a conversation with CJ. And CJ, if you can't stick with the subject that I'm talking about, I'm just going to cut you off, man. I'm not going to let you take the subject somewhere else. Respond to what it is we are talking about, or we'll just cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, Donald Trump made a statement why he pleaded the fifth. I think if
what does I just said to you. I just said to you that he made a statement in 2017.
Why don't you read it,
that
Bill?
Only.
Why don't you read it and be honest? Read the statement that he put out. If you want to be, you know, so one-sided that you can't read.
Did you hear? Here's what he said.
I don't have to raise my fist to fight
Here's what he said. Here's his exact words, verbatim.
There you go.
In 2016, when he told Donald Trump told an Iowa rally, the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. If you're innocent, I told you I'm going to cut you off. You asked me to read the statement of what Donald Trump said, and I'm telling you, the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. I don't need to hear anything he said yesterday. Let's go back to what came out of his mouth in 2016. He said the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? It does not matter what he said yesterday because of what he said back in 2016. You can't figure that out. Because anything that he said after that, anything that he had to say after 2016 that is different makes him a hypocrite. But anyway, you know, I digress. Because CJ is not the only person who follows Donald Trump, who can't discern that difference. There's something, there's an impediment in his mind and others like him who see that and can't even discern that whatever it is I said in the past that is in writing, and then I turn around and disavow what I said that's in writing, and somehow we are to ignore, what he said before because he's trying to protect his backside today? Come on with that. Yeah. And so that's the kind of person that we are dealing with And that's the reason I allow him to come on the air. So you get an idea of what kind of mentality the people are that we are dealing with when it comes to Donald Trump and the inherent dangers as these people are making threats towards the United States government after what they pulled January 6th. You have to understand where we are in this. And what I don't understand is why our government, after what took place January 6th, would even allow this. Why would they allow it? Why would they allow people who are making threats towards the government, you know, and get away with it? Let's go to Manny Perez. Hey, Manny, how you doing, my friend? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let me ask you this, Manny. You are a former. You were appointed by then Governor Scott Walker.
Yes.
To the Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. What's correct. Important to know is that you are a Republican.
Yes.
And so I want to ask you, as a Republican, as you watch what is happening, and Tom, I see you, we'll come to you. And when you look at what is happening with your party and the people who still are so wedded to Donald Trump, you know, we talked about Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish and those people.
Yes.
But what is happening inside of the Republican Party? Do you overlook things because when you see all the things that Donald Trump is doing, has done, and what's happening with people on the right who give him a pass and who want to ignore and blame law enforcement for a man that clearly is not right?
Well, in my opinion, the party is being controlled by extreme people with their own specific agenda that is trying to impose their own vision of reality onto the rest. In the case of Donald Trump, I agree with him on the China, controlling China, in making the United Nations and European nations pay more for their share in their defense. But his handling of the virus epidemic, his business practices, and to name a few, and the fact that he pleaded the fifth yesterday leaves much to be desired. For a political person, a public figure, in my opinion, he should have not pleaded the fifth. He should have answered the questions and let the chips fall where they may. That's what happens when you are a public figure, that you need to answer to the public because the decisions that you make affect other millions of individuals, such as the case of Rebecca Clefish and such as the case of Scott Walker with the corruption and mismanagement at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. That is my position.
You know, Manny, when you look at this man and the people who follow him, right? The response to the raid on his house by people on the right who want to vilify now the agents of the FBI, the agency itself, for doing what they are paid to do, right? Following the directives of the judicial system. That's their role. That's what they are paid to do. But the threats that have come towards them to support a man who clearly is not exactly an innocent guy. What are your thoughts on that?
In my opinion, the FBI and the judicial system are completely within the jurisdiction to initiate a siege and confiscation of documents, particularly when those documents should have first been reviewed by the authorities before they were taken out of the White House. So as a result, they are incomplete within jurisdiction. And in fact, that was probably a judge order that ordered the seizing and the review.
So Manny, hang on. We've got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. We'll come get you. Bill, I see you. We'll come get you after the break. 844-967-2789. Okay. We'll be right back.